Restoring My Soul, Thursday the 19th of February, The Sure Mercies of David. Christ, who is the word of the Father in a believer's heart, will enable those who were born again of the Father's life to become kings and priests within the household of God. They will share the authority that Christ has been given as the King over all creation. Moreover, they share his reconciling priestly work that harmonizes everything in creation, leaving no room for sin to ever again undermine what God will continue to create in the new heavens and the new earth. In this age, when the Word of God comes to a person, they have the choice as to whether they will receive and obey the Word through the power that is intrinsic in it, or whether they will refuse the word, rejecting the right and authority of the claims of God in Christ as King over their life. Significantly, the word that is being sent to us from God the Father through Christ our King is the word of his covenant that he has made with us. His covenant is that he has come that we who are dying may have his life, and his life is resurrection life. We are then to share his glory as we join him in his offering journey. We journey with Christ through our daily fellowship in his death, burial, and resurrection. Isaiah, speaking on behalf of the Father, said, "Listen carefully to me, and eat what is good, and let your soul delight itself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, the sure mercies of David." The sure mercies of David is Christ, our resurrection and life. We know this because Isaiah then said, "Indeed I, the Father, have given him as a witness, that is, a messenger of the covenant, to the people, a leader, that is, trailblazer all the way to Calvary, and commander, that is, king for the people." The references used in today's devotions are Revelation chapter 1 verse 6, John chapter 10 verse 10, John chapter 4 verse 14, and Isaiah chapter 55 verses 2 to 4. For further study, Isaiah chapter 55.